Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Wild Ponies by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. A Vacation from Mysteries?
Look at the water!
Benny Alden exclaimed happily as Grandfather drove the station wagon over the bridge. Below, blue-green water sparkled in the bright sunlight. 10-year-old Violet was excited, too.
Are we at the Outer Banks yet?
Not yet, said their grandfather, James Alden. 14-year-old Henry, who had been guiding Grandfather with a map, spoke to his little sister from the front seat.
Just over this long bridge, Violet, and we're there.
As they drove off the bridge and on to land again, Jessie Alden cheered.
Here we are!
Like the others in the family, she was looking forward to a vacation on an island off the coast of North Carolina. At 12, Jessie kept the Aldens organized on their many trips. Yesterday, they left their home in Greenfield, Connecticut. They waved goodbye to their housekeeper, Mrs. McGregor, and to Watch, their dog, and began the long drive south. Now they were on one of the islands that together are known as the Outer Banks. The two-lane road wound between thick bushes. Beyond the bushes, the children caught glimpses of cozy houses. Benny bounced in his seat.
I can't see the ocean, but I can smell it. I bet it's just over that long sandy hill,
Violet said. She breathed in the salty air. Benny was right. You could smell the ocean. Her brother was only 6 years old.